Welcome to the Nightly Nooge.
Boy, I love that shit.
Yeah, I think everyone out there loves it. And with that as an intro, welcome to this Friday's The Nightly Nooge, which we call Free For All Night.
Every day is a free for all in my life, Keith. I have a Gibson Birdland. What great rhythms. Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley taught me how to play the guitar properly. But free for all, free for all, free for all. What a great title for an attitude in life. I have so much fun, Keith. It's unnatural.
I could just say, hey, thanks for joining us. Isn't that enough for the Nightly Nooge? But you know what? I was actually looking at your timeline on Facebook recently, Ted, and you were talking about a time where you were playing with Tommy Shaw of Damn Yankees and Styx, of course, and Glenn Campbell of what a trio that is. Tell us a little bit about that and what that was all about.
Well, a lot of people are confused about my glowing effervescence every day, but God has so blessed me, Keith, in the world of music and just in the world of positive energy and meeting the greatest, nicest, kindest, most giving, loving, caring people in the world. And that certainly describes the bandmates in my band, Greg Smith on bass guitar and Jason Heartless on drums, going all the way back to the Lourdes in 1958 in Detroit. Great, great, hard work and work ethic, American dreamers. And Tommy Shaw and Jack Blades and Michael Cardelloni, the Damn Yankees, personify that. And to get to play with guys like Billy Gibbons and Eddie Van Halen and all these amazing, Brian May, I've been able to play with all the greatest, B.B. King, I've been able to jam with all the greatest guitar players in the world. And right up there in the top 1% is the incredible Glenn Campbell. We were invited to Phoenix, Arizona to do a fundraiser for a children's charity with my buddy from Detroit, Alice Cooper, and to get on stage with Glenn Campbell and Tommy Shaw and just play the guitar. And of course, I play a jazz guitar and turn it into a rock and roll guitar just because of the way I play it. But Glenn was fascinated because he's a master musician. He's a virtuoso. And the way I play is so different because I was addicted to Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley. And that when I just pick up the guitar like that night with Glenn Campbell and Tommy, I just went... And it's just a different articulation and a vocalization and a lyricism to my guitar playing. And Glenn and I had a great, great conversation. Of course, Tommy Shaw is one of the most gifted, capable guitar players in the history of the guitar, never given the credit he deserved. But those are the moments that just propel me into uncharted, like Lewis and Clark, Northwest Passage guitar adventure, looking for Sacagawea. And she inspires me every day. And to be able to communicate backstage and then on stage with a guy like Glenn Campbell before his passing was truly one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given. So I'd like to think that because I've been clean and sober all my life, my spirit is like a sponge, and I sponge up when I jam with B.B. King and learn to play his stuff. And then with Glenn Campbell, all the different styles, I sponge it up and I pay attention and I absorb it. And I'm able to take that virtuosity of all those great musicians and implement it in my various music. I have a brand new record coming out called Detroit Muscle that you can hear an unlimited assault of influences. And somewhere in there is Tommy Shaw and Glenn Campbell and Eddie Van Halen and Jimi Hendrix and Brian May and all these and Derek St. Holmes. But Glenn Campbell was a real, real powerful musician and a fine, fine gentleman.
You know, I always was a Glenn Campbell fan because of the Wichita lineman. My father was a union electrician and actually climbed poles for the Santa Fe Railroad from Wichita all the way up to Chicago. So I always liked that. You mentioned Alice Cooper earlier. What kind of guy is Alice like? I mean, is he a pretty cool guy?
The work ethic of the musicians that I've known is as powerful as anything that the Detroit assembly line building tanks and howitzers for World War II back in Detroit. There is a work ethic amongst musicians. I think of my band, the Damn Yankees, and my current band with Jason and Greg. And Glenn Campbell was a perfect example of that. They really, really put their heart and soul into pursuing their craft. And Alice Cooper is a perfect example of that. I think there's a Detroit assembly line industrial revolution pride of accomplishment, pride of productivity, work ethic that you can hear in the final product of music from guys like Alice Cooper, because he's like a drill sergeant making sure the band is energized and ferocious and tight and authoritative. So Alice Cooper is a perfect example of an American musician that really wants to deliver that soulful music.
There you have it. You're all up to speed now this Friday. And if you come back tomorrow, we'll have a weekend edition of the Nightly Nuge. Great stuff, Ted.
Thanks, Keith. God bless America. God bless the real music lovers out there. Detroit Muscle coming at you.